If you drive on the 880 in Oakland, you may have seen billboards that say teens are not prostitutes, they are rape victims. That's the message Oakland activist Sherry Schuster is passionate about spreading. She's been advocating against the sex trafficking of youth for more than a decade. Her new film, Child Sex Trafficking, A Story About Love, exposes and explores the world of trafficking girls in Oakland through the story and activism of trafficking survivor Leah Albright Bird.
Father, thank you so much for your love and your commitment to being a God of justice. Send us the girls you want us to talk to. Send us the community members you want us to talk to, Father. Help us to show love and not judgment.
Filmmaker Sherry Schuster says these girls shouldn't be called prostitutes. They are child sex slaves and have many complex issues that need to be addressed. Schuster came by our studios, and I asked her to explain how a film about child sex trafficking can also be about love.
Most of these girls are coming from broken homes with domestic violence. 90% of the girls who are being trafficked have a history of previous sexual abuse. Over 50% of these girls are coming out of child protective services and foster care. But at the core, I asked myself, you know, like, why is this happening? You know, what's going on with these girls in addition to all of these sort of macro factors? And ultimately, like, the girls that were being trafficked, they didn't have one single adult looking out for them. They didn't have one person in their lives who was making sure that they were protected and safe. And most of these girls and boys are learning at a young age that love comes at a cost. They're learning in the home that this false love also is coming with violence and sexual abuse and extreme neglect. And so the reason why it became a story about love is because it was really the lack of love that made children vulnerable to being recruited into the commercial sex industry.
How widespread is this problem of child sex trafficking here in the Bay Area?
The Bay Area was designated by the FBI as one of the top 13 high-density regions for sex trafficking in the nation. So in California, it's one of the top three.
You know, when we think of trafficking in general, we think of, you know, smuggling in people from other countries somehow that don't know where they're going. But it's really more than that, isn't it?
Yeah. For girls under the age of 18, they can't even legally consent to having sex. So the definition for trafficking does not have to be somebody who's being literally physically moved across city or state or county lines. It's basically, for a minor, it's somebody who is being sold for sex for another person's profit.
How do you think people should even start a conversation on this? Because on the one hand, it seems really obvious these are children, they're being exploited. But on the other hand, there's this acceptance of this idea that, no, you know, they're, you know, almost treated like young adults. They know what they're doing. Look at how they're dressed. And that part of the conversation, how do you bridge those two?
A lot of people ask the question, like, well, isn't it their choice? You know, most upper middle class parents won't even let their 16-year-old daughter decide what she's going to wear to her prom. But we're saying that it's okay for a 16-year-old girl to choose to be bought and sold by men that are three times her age for sex 10 times a day. Like, I don't, that doesn't equate for me.
So let's talk about the film then. And Leah is the main character. What, Leah?
Her name is Leah Albright Bird. She's the executive director of her own organization called Bridget's Dream. She was exploited from the ages of 14 to 18. She was sold all over the internet and on the streets of San Francisco. When she was 18, she was able to escape the life. And, you know, she went through years of, like, trauma and therapy and recovery. And, you know, during her time while she was being exploited, she had a friend that she brought into the ring of girls that she was being trafficked with. And, you know, ultimately the story has like a best case and a worst case narrative. And the worst case narrative is what happened to her friend Bridget, who was murdered on her 22nd birthday and left for naked and dead in the hallway of the Mandalay Bay Hotel. She was strangled to death by somebody who was purchasing her.
But Leah lived.
Leah lived, and she's tried to make sense and meaning out of her own pain and out of her own tragedy in life.
Did she immediately leave the trade after that? How do you leave a system like this?
I think it's a process. You know, just like the average amount of time it takes for an adult woman to leave a batterer is 7, and I think that we have to look at that and then sort of compare that with what it takes for a child who has no marketable skills, probably hasn't even finished a high school education, has no family, no support system, and then on top of that is struggling with self-esteem issues and identity issues and has been basically brainwashed into thinking that this is all they're valuable for, is just their body, and that's all they have that's worth anything in life. So I would say that, you know, it takes a lot of patience and it is a process. You know, this whole concept of girls being rescued and snatched off, you know, by the cops and then living happily ever after, that's not what happens. Mm. It is a process. And just like, you know, the reason why the film is called A Story About Love is because I really feel like it's the broken hearts and the lack of love that leave children vulnerable to being exploited. Mm. And on the other end of that, love is also the way out. And it's the love of peers. It's the love of mentors. It's the love of community. It's the love of sometimes God for women of faith like Leah that will really help in their recovery and restoration process.